Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Brian Livingston, who is the Managing Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, based in Longview, but with a strong and growing presence in Tyler Smith County well. Good morning, Brian. Great to have you with us for an update and recap.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Brian, as our listeners may recall, if they have been checking in with In Focus from time to time, we've had several shows on the air, probably four or five within the last 5 years, different executive directors, going back to Eric Berger and through Rusty Fennell and now you. So this is not an unfamiliar topic for our listeners, but we always do want to just kind of go over some of the information maybe we've covered in the past, and especially with good old COVID-19 continuing to be a presence, we have to make sure that we're getting all that ground covered as well. Let's start with, it all began in 1955. It's your 65th anniversary this year.
Yes, sir, it did. The mission began back in 1955. There were a group of three or four pastors that noticed the growing number of men coming to East Texas in search of work in the oil field or on the railroad. And if they lost their job once they got here or couldn't find work once they got here, they had nothing. They had nowhere to go. And so this group of pastors got together and started the mission. And basically it just started out as a place to sleep and a place to get a meal. And they'd have chapel service each night, so they'd feed them physically and spiritually, and that's kind of where we began.
All righty. And 65 years later, you've come a long way, basically meeting the needs of the community as the community has grown, as people have become more aware and developed new ways of dealing with the different types of issues that you're trying to deal with. And we'll cover all of that during the course of the show. Mm-hmm. The mission of the Highway 80 Rescue Mission, who you are, basically what you do in a thumbnail.
Our mission is to share the love of Christ with the hurting and homeless in East Texas. That's kind of the in a nutshell what we do. We seek to meet physical needs, whether that's clothing, shelter, food, but also meet spiritual needs. And you know, we know that change and restoration comes only through Christ. And so that's everything we do is centered in the gospel, and centered in the hope that we have in Jesus. We want to help individuals overcome their cycle of homelessness and poverty, and have a new life. That's our tagline, is the road to a new life starts here. And that's kind of our goal. That's mm-hmm. what we try to do.
Yes, obviously a Christ-centered ministry, yes, to mm-hmm. say the least. You do accept people and work with people regardless of race, color, creed, or any of those considerations.
Absolutely.
As well. Mm-hmm. And administrative offices at 3123 West Marshall in Longview. You have several facilities. The men's shelter is, I guess, basically next door to the administrative offices. Mm-hmm. And then you have a women and family shelter with separate contact information. And, mm-hmm. of course, we don't give out the location of a facility such as that. And then Gateway to Hope in Tyler, which is a homeless and at risk of homeless ministry on East Valentine Street in downtown Tyler, and the growing Triumph Village on Highway mm-hmm. 64 West in Tyler.
Yes, sir.
So the one of the catchphrases of our time is diversify, 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 and I think you're following that to a T. But based in Longview, and it all started out there, and that's mm-hmm. Where your strongest presence is right now. We've already kind of in very short form talked about the general ministry of Highway 80, but let's get into a little bit more detail about, before we go there, you're kind of the new kid on the block in a manner of speaking.
Yes, sir.
You're the third person we've talked to in your position mm-hmm. who on this show who's overseen the operations of Highway 80 Rescue Mission. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you've been in your current position, and how you came to it.
Okay. Well, I actually started with Highway 80 back in 2012. I came as the Director of Family and Community Ministries, and served in that role for about 3 years. And then I got an opportunity to go back home. I'm originally from Georgia. Well, actually originally from South Carolina, but grew up in Georgia. Uh-huh. And had the opportunity to go back home to work in a church revitalization effort in a church right there in my hometown. So I left for that opportunity, and then about 5 years later, I get a call from the board president, and told me they were looking for a new executive director and asked if I would be interested in applying, and here I am. So it's really great to be back in East Texas. It's exciting to be in this role, to have the opportunity to see the mission grow, to see us reach more people, be more effective with getting folks, you know, off the street, out of the camps, out of their homeless situation that they find themselves in. But most importantly, seeing the life change that comes through Christ at the mission. It's always exciting to hear those stories of the men that come in and have lost everything due to their addiction, and then they encounter Jesus, and everything changes, and it's so exciting to see. So I'm thrilled to be a part of the mission and excited for what God has in store with us.
You bet. Brian Livingston, our guest this morning on In Focus, Managing Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission based in Longview with, again, a strong growing presence in the Tyler Smith County area. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. And you signed on as Managing Executive Director in February, which had to be a very, as we would find out within a few weeks after that, a very interesting time to get rolling. You just kind of basically jumped right into the fire when the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
It was tough getting started. I had about a month and a half of normalcy, whatever that really is.
Yeah.
And then COVID took over the world. And it really has affected the way we've done things. We had to go through about a month period of time where we had pretty much the mission on lockdown. We were still bringing people in, but we were having to keep everyone that was staying with us on campus because of the shelter-in-place order that had gone out. And it affected our ministry at Gateway to Hope because we just can't have that many people all in one building anymore. Mm-hmm. It's affected the way that we utilize volunteers because, again, trying to limit the contact with anyone that may have been exposed or may be carrying the virus. So it got really interesting really quick.
Yeah, you bet. And as so many nonprofits and ministries and just different operations have had to adjust to COVID-19, you're still going, just kind of working around COVID the best way that you can. And thankfully, things do seem to be easing up a bit. We obviously hope that continues. For more information, you really do want to go to the website, highway80rm.org, and that's HIWAY80RM.org. We'll give out the main phone number, 903-759-8101. That's in Longview. In Tyler, also 903-363-9265 for the Gateway to Hope facility on Valentine Street. 3123 West Marshall is the administrative office address for your operation out of Longview. But getting back to what we were talking about a little bit more now, just kind of a general overview of the different things that you do at Highway 80.
Okay. Well, like we mentioned before, 1955 is when it all started. Basically, it's just an emergency shelter for men, a place for men to come and sleep and get a meal. As things progressed, they started doing some case management with the guys, started really working with them on trying to determine, okay, why are you homeless? Why are you in this situation? And what can we do to help you move beyond that? And in the course of all of that, they started noticing that it wasn't just men that were homeless, that there was a growing population of women and children that were facing homelessness as well. So in 1998, we opened our Women and Family Shelter. And it's been in a couple different locations, but it's where it is now is doing well. We've got about 80 beds for women and children, and close to full most of the time over there.
Yeah.
But also in the course of this case management, one of the things that we realized that a lot of guys were dealing with homelessness because they couldn't hold a job. And as you kind of backtrack that, the cause of that, we noticed that there were a lot of addiction issues that were leading to not being able to hold a job, not being able to keep families together. And so in the early 2000s, 2002, I believe it was, we started a discipleship program focused on addiction recovery for men. And that program was basically guys that were in the shelter that the case management had come to the point that you got to get over this addiction before you can really be able to move on.
Uh-huh.
And that program has grown to the point now we have people come from out of state specifically for that program.
Mm.
Fast forward a little bit. Let me skip over a few things, and we'll go back and pick them up. But Triumph Village out on 64 here in Tyler was built for the purpose of being of housing that program here in Tyler. So we've got the discipleship program not only in Longview, but in Tyler as well. And one of our big goals is as we encounter people at Gateway to Hope that have addiction issues and that's what's causing their homelessness, we have a place now here in Tyler that we can send them to go through this Christ-centered recovery program and hopefully get their life back on track.
Okay, on that note, and we still have a lot of ground to cover, obviously, as we visit with Brian Livingston of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. You're still working on growing the Tyler facility, but from what I hear, talking to you, it is up and going. What are people seeing at the Tyler Triumph Village facility right now?
We've got the two residential cottages built. We've got our Welcome Center built. There's a couple little finishing touches that we're still putting together here and there out there, but we're in the process of planning and preparing an additional building to house a chapel space, a dining hall. There's a pavilion, really nice pavilion that's being built out there, places for the guys just to kind of be. But right now we've got 16 guys out there that are going through this recovery program. We've had a graduating class, I guess about a year ago. We've got another graduating class coming up here in November. Where five guys will be graduating the program, meaning that they've spent a year at Triumph Village doing Bible studies, scripture memory, different classes, step studies to overcome their addictions. And it's really incredible to see God working out there. We are still working to up the numbers to get more guys out there, but it's God is blessing, and it's really going very well.
All righty. I believe the next point that we want to touch on, the discipleship program with an emphasis on overcoming abuse for women in Longview. Again, we touched on it earlier. Any more details you want people to know about that?
Yeah, that was kind of an outcropping of we had the women and family shelter there. We had women staying with us, and there again, we were doing the case management, trying to help these women and these women with children get back on their feet and get things in order. And again, we discovered that this was a huge issue. We have some women that deal with addiction issues, but a lot of the issues that they deal with are a little different than what the men are.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with sometimes codependency issues where they feel like the answer is just finding the right guy to be with. Sometimes they're dealing with issues of they keep getting in bad relationships and abusive relationships. And so really the focus of the discipleship program on the women's side is for them to see their value in Christ, just them, and not be seeking their value in a relationship or a guy or whatever, but to understand that they're valuable just because God created them as they've been created.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really kind of the gist of that program. And it's seen incredible success as well. Actually, we've got several staff members that have come through the program and God has changed their life miraculously. And now they're turning around and they're giving back. So it's really neat to see God working in that situation as well.
Uh-huh. If you need help, if you're in Tyler, Longview, out of state in some instances, again, they just need to give you a call, check the website, or just show up. I was going there because with COVID still very much a part of life, are there any particular times of day that you prefer to have people come in if they're just going to, as you say, show up?
During business hours is usually best because that's when most of our staff is there and we can get folks checked in and we are checking temperatures, not of just new people coming in, but our regular guests. We're checking temperatures daily just to make sure anyone that's got any sort of symptoms, we've got protocols in place at all of our facilities where we can kind of quarantine people or at least quarantine them for a time until we get a test result back or something. So we've got things in place to really limit COVID. And I'll tell you this, this is just a God thing. We haven't had a single positive case yet at any of our facilities. We've had a few guys tested. We've had a few women tested. We've had to put some people in quarantine because they were in close proximity to someone who had tested positive. But God has really blessed us and really watched over us. And we're taking proper precautions, but we just got to give all credit to God for protecting our facilities during this time. But yeah, we're still letting people in. We're just checking their temperatures, checking kind of, especially new folks coming in, checking their history. Where have they been? Who have they been in contact with? If they've been in any close proximity to someone that is tested or suspected to have COVID, we take special precautions with those individuals. But our doors are still open to receive people and help folks.
All righty. Brian Livingston, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Brian is the Managing Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission based in Longview, also with a growing presence in Tyler and Smith County. Website, highway80rm.org. All the other contact information that you're going to need is going to be right there on that website. So please do check that if you need more information. The Day Center in Tyler for the Homeless and Low Income, that's Gateway to Hope, started out under different auspices, and in 2015 it became part of your ministry. And you tell us you're still developing this ministry, but over the last year you've served over 800 individuals. And just, again, quickly, a thumbnail, how are things going with Gateway to Hope?
COVID is making it difficult.
I'm sure it is.
Gateway is basically a storefront, large room. We have a couple of showers in there. We have a laundry facility in there. We have a room where we have a medical clinic when we can get the volunteers. We have a room that's kind of a barber shop. It's just kind of a little meet any and every need that we can possibly meet there. It's going incredibly well as far as meeting those needs. The difficulty we've run into and the part that we're really trying to work on is it's overwhelming numbers of people coming looking for support of some sort. And we find ourselves getting kind of, I don't want to say bogged down, but we get focused on providing the showers, providing laundry, providing haircuts, providing those physical needs. And sometimes we're not able to connect the way we'd like to and really do the case management to help people overcome their homelessness. And that's the area we're really working on. We've got plans and dreams of developing a resource center where we can add some classrooms, add a computer lab where we can do job searches with individuals or take care of legal issues, whether it's getting birth certificates or Social Security cards or things of that nature. And really having a better impact on being a road to new life for these folks instead of just a place that they can come get a shower and wash their clothes. So it's a really incredible ministry. We have an awful lot of folks that we impact, but we're just excited to see where God's going to lead and what else we can accomplished through that in the coming years.
Yeah, again, that's Gateway to Hope. That's on East Valentine Street in downtown Tyler, and the number is 903-363-9265. It is October. We haven't even gotten to Halloween yet, let alone Thanksgiving, but, the Christmas shopping season is pretty much all year round anyway, and no better time than now. The largest outreach time of the year is the Christmas season. I'm sure that's one thing that hasn't changed due to COVID, but obviously, the way that's being handled this year is going to be different.
It's going to look a little different. We've been planning. We're just into October, but we've been planning Christmas since June. It's almost a year-round thing for us. Typically, what we do is we have a big family Christmas party, and this is for not just folks staying at the mission, but for low-income community in Longview and in Tyler, just anyone in need, And in Longview, it's been going on since, I can't remember when we began it. But we'll have everybody out to the fairgrounds there in the exhibit hall and have a big meal, some live music, some entertainment, and then we'd give gifts to every single child. Last year, I think it was 200 families or so that we helped. It was a total of somewhere around 500, maybe a little more children that got gifts at this event. And it's a really huge, exciting time every Christmas. This year with COVID, we're not going to be able to gather everyone together. Right. So we've kind of tweaked our approach a little bit. We're going to do basically a drive-through nativity and gospel presentation there at the fairgrounds. So people can register in advance for their gifts and all. And then they can come to the fairgrounds and kind of drive through a living nativity, so to speak, and just kind of see the Christmas story. And we're even going to finish it up with the Easter story and the crucifixion, resurrection, and just the hope of new life that's available, and then give them their gifts and send them on their way. So that's kind of an exciting thing. We've got several churches in the area that are jumping in and getting involved. We're going to do something very similar in Tyler. Marvin United Methodist Church, in fact, has stepped up to really kind of head up that project for us in the Tyler area. So we're looking forward to seeing how that works and seeing what God does with our new approach to Christmas giveaways.
All righty. This year, well, we just kind of went over that. This year will look different due to COVID. I was just kind of looking at the notes you gave me, and it says, I'm just reading the line that says, this year will look different due to COVID. I realize that you just covered that, but anything else? And I think we've pretty much covered what is being done and what you're looking at, but is there anything else you wanted to add about how COVID's making a difference right now?
Well, the biggest thing that COVID's really affected us overall has been with our volunteers. We thrive on having volunteers come and lead chapel services, come and serve meals, tutor the men and the women, do different life skill classes. I mean, we just really, really, really have a great community of volunteers, both in Tyler and in Longview, that jump in and help out and really drive a lot of the activities of the mission. And unfortunately, with COVID, we've had to kind of scale that back greatly. We are going to have volunteers, kind of different churches pitching in and doing the scenes for this drive-through. But our holiday meals that we usually do that have tons and tons of volunteers are going to be very, very limited on volunteer opportunities because of COVID. And that's where we really are looking forward to this COVID crisis being over, because we love having our volunteers, and it's just killing us to not have them.
Yeah. And obviously, an ongoing appeal for, are you still looking for any kind of volunteers, or is that kind of on hold right now?
We are still taking, we do applications, we do background checks, we do all sorts of stuff with our volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're still taking volunteer applications. We're still looking to fill chapel slots. We have started our nightly chapels back. Looks a little different, but we are having volunteers do that. Mm-hmm. And we do have some volunteer openings for our Thanksgiving meal and our Christmas meal. You just need to contact the administrative offices at 903-759-8101. I lost the number for a second. And speak to Berlene. She is our volunteer coordinator, and she can get you set up on volunteer opportunities there. But we're still lining up volunteers for post-COVID. We know there's going to come a day that we can be back up and running, so she's in the process of getting those things lined up as well. So if anyone is interested in volunteering with the mission, don't hesitate to give us a call. You might get told not yet right now, but go ahead and get your name on the list, and we will definitely utilize you.
Okay. If they're in Tyler, do they call that number two, or should they call Gateway?
They can call either one. Berlene's still going to, in Longview, is still going to be doing all the vetting of our volunteers.
Right.
But Cheryl and Aaron are – Cheryl's our director in Tyler. Aaron is the director over at Gateway. They would be the two that would really kind of – give specific jobs, but Berlene will get you on the list. So,
very good. And as a Christ-centered ministry, it goes without saying you're always asking for prayers,
absolutely,
and saying prayers, and that COVID or no COVID, that's obviously
absolutely
going to continue. So we want to emphasize that. Donations on the website, there is a list of different needs that you have under your different auspices, and certainly financial donations are always welcome. I believe there is a donation button on the website.
There is. That is correct.
Okay. Again, visiting with Brian Livingston of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, based in Longview, and also with a presence in Smith County. We've mentioned the website several times during the show, and I understand that is going to be undergoing an upgrade pretty soon. So if there's anything on there that seems maybe a little bit out of date or out of kilter, just be patient. I found it useful, to say the least. There's a lot of information on there that's still very helpful and very current. That's highway80rm.org. And again, check that website out would be my advice, and I'm sure yours as well, but do be
absolutely
patient.
Yes.
There will be some upgrades coming real soon. Brian, we have a few minutes left in the show, and there were several things that I wanted to cover, and at least one of them, at least some of them probably have to do with the website and its current status right now. One of the things is medical clinics, and you have medical clinics or have had medical clinics in both Longview and Tyler, and you're still doing that, but you've had to change the face of how it works.
Right. We're not really able to do in our in-house clinics right now due to COVID. For several reasons, probably the biggest one being that doctors that have come in and volunteered their time are just swamped in their regular jobs now. They don't have as much free time. But also, we've had a partnership with UT Tyler Nursing School, both in Longview and in Tyler. And when the COVID hit and schools kind of shut down, their clinical rotations kind of got thrown out of whack as well. And we really depended on those nursing students to help run and man our clinics. So right now, we've been anyone that's sick or has issues, we've been having to send them to either, you know, urgent care or you know, find medical treatment elsewhere. Mostly what our clinic does is just kind of monitors things like diabetes, high blood pressure, those sort of deals. And if the doctors that are volunteering see something that that they feel like is a more major issue, then they'll refer those clients to a hospital or to a doctor somewhere else. But we really, ever since COVID hit, have kind of had to put the brakes on that. We're really hoping that soon, hopefully by the first of the year, but I'm not sure exactly when it's going to happen, we're able to get those clinics up and running again.
Yeah, and you're like everybody else in the sense that you have had and have had to get creative about and have had some success in finding ways to work around these obstacles. So even though you're limited and challenged in what you do, if I'm hearing you correctly, you still find ways to get the job done and to help the needy in the Tyler Longview area.
Yes, sir, we do. God has really blessed us. He's He's showed us an answer to everything, every question we've had.
All right.
So it's really incredible to be able to navigate through this crisis that everyone in the world is dealing with, but still be able to get the ministry done and get the job done. So
you bet. One thing that I don't know that we've really touched on that much, I think it's probably been at least implied or included in some of the things you've talked about, your community and youth ministry. We focused mainly on the men's and women's programs. A little bit about how the community and youth ministry works and how it's working now during COVID.
Right. Well, that's another thing that took kind of a hit in COVID. We've started back in 2012 really trying to focus on the community ministry. We had been doing the Christmas giveaway already, but we really started trying to put a concerted effort into having a relationship with the community that was at risk of becoming homeless in an effort to kind of head off that process and hopefully get them redirected before they ended up at the shelter. And one of the major things we did there is through our children's program, we started a camp, a summer day camp, that was reaching out to the low-income areas of the community and providing very, very inexpensive, pretty much all day, every day of the summer activities for the children. And that this year we kind of had to pull back, and it was just our kids in shelter that got to participate in the camp because of the COVID situation. But that's another area that we're really looking forward to being able to branch back out again and to reconnect with that community. And like I said, hopefully if we can manage to help people out of that cycle of poverty and understanding their worth and their value in Christ before they have to come to the shelter, that's a win-win.
All right. We have about a minute left in the show. We're going to wrap it up here, but I do want to point out that on that website, highwayadrm.org, there is a full rundown of everything that you do. And for example, starting with the emergency shelter, there's probably about the three or four short paragraphs about some of the stipulations and some of the things that people need to keep in mind if they're seeking help from any of your ministries. And probably be a good idea for folks to review that before they come in so they know what they're going to be dealing with. But that's about all the time we have. Once again, Brian Livingston, Managing Executive Director of Highway 80 Rescue Mission, our guest this morning on In Focus. The website is highway80rm.org. Main office located on Marshall Avenue in Longview, and the rest of it you can get from the website or shoot them a quick email or something. Brian, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You bet. Brian Livingston, Highway 80 Rescue Mission, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.